Okay, let's start this car then. I feel bad for the, for mix, that's rough stuff, having a full outage like that for this long. Can't feel good. Cannot feel fucking good. Also, it's interesting that just if you look at their status account, the number of people that are replying are like, "Ah, it was broken." It's like people than I would have thought used. Broadcast on Mixler, but all right, let's see. Turn this on. Push this. No, push this. Yes. Push that. Scroll down here. Push this. Wait for this to load and then hit this. Good. I'm happy to be here. Seems like it works. How come there aren't more covers of wrestling music out there?
Your leadership.
I feel like I turned off the noise canceling stuff. I can turn off echo cancellation. I'll turn off echo cancellation. How's that? The only other option I think I have is automatic gain control, which doesn't seem like the worst thing in the world to have. I don't know. Discord is peer-to-peer, because I don't think I'm sending to all of you individually, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't set what region the voice server is in and stuff like that. I wonder if it worked better if it was set to, like, a U.S. West or something like that. I don't know what their options are for the server location stuff. I know they just were talking about adding some more, but I don't know how the region stuff actually affects things. Like, honestly, there's like a small part of me, and this is like weird conspiracy stuff, but there's some small part of me that wonders, like, if you were running something like, you know, if you were winding down your service peacefully, or would you be like, we had a massive outage and we gotta go, bye? Or, you know, would you try to shake loose some accounts? I don't know. Mixed looks such a weird black box to me. I just don't know anything about how many people work there, their business, any of that other stuff. So I'm sure it's, I can't imagine they're actually, you know, they must be fucking going through hell right now with this database stuff. But, like, with some, you know, as having no insight into it whatsoever and what their business really looks like, there's some part of me that just, like, is always waiting for the day when they're like, yeah, we're wrapping it up. I imagine that any of their moneymakers are going to be, it's going to be, like, B2B white label audio players, you know, for radio stations that want to broadcast but just want, like, a turnkey solution. So they're doing, like, a custom package that doesn't literally live on Mixlr. That's just like, oh, yeah, use our back end to stream to your website, your chat, your everything, and all that sort of stuff. That seems like it, because it seems like that's the thing they are mainly trying to sell. But yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, the dips in the signal that I'm experiencing on this end of the connection are almost certainly like the most glaring issues. I was looking at those today. They seem like they're built for truckers. Self-signal boosters seem like they're built for truck drivers doing trucking. It was unclear. I was not clear on how they worked. They looked like they were maybe like $200 or something like that. I didn't actually dig in too deep. I just quickly looked on Amazon. I was unclear on how they worked. If it was just like put it in and power it up, and if that's enough to draw the signal to the phone, or if you have to hook it up to the phone somehow? Is that something? Is there like a lightning port on it? Or would that be... That'd be weird, because then I wouldn't be able to power the iPad. Love this Halloween dubstep. Love it. Traffic is bad. This is bad traffic. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, maybe some kind of cell booster would make sense. I don't know. I don't know that I want to like run an external antenna though. And I guess, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, obviously, like, you know, Discord is going to tune all of its VoIP stuff and base it around speech, right? So any kind of filtering, like, they're going to get, like, all that Opus Codec stuff. And, you know, it's all going to be built around and tuned for voice, not making music, you know, have its full range and stuff, so... I bet they're doing quite a lot of filtering around the edges of it. But I don't know, some people run radio stations in Discord. You know, you can make a Spotify music streamer player thing, join a Discord and run that like a bot. But I don't know how with the sound quality on. I've never actually done that. Maybe you just have to turn the sound quality of the channel up high enough to where it's not a problem. I mean, we would lose the music completely, but I bet I could, like, pull out my AirPods and connect them to this iPad and use that. Jeff, you're probably easier on my voice. My throat is still really fucking sore from E3. He's talked so fucking much. As soon as I put this, even though the battery stuff showed up on the iPad, it looks like I would have to like manually tether them and stuff, because as soon as I put this AirPod in, now I'm hearing this music coming out of these headphones and not the car. So I can still hear this song in my damn head. I would have to manually go into Bluetooth settings and probably manually fucking tether it and stuff. I can't really do that when I'm driving a car. But I got the AirPods display to show up on the iPad, so it at least, like, is aware of them. But there's no, like, connect button or whatever. A lot of inflow. Not a lot of inflow, just that one song comes up. Oh, man. It's just an inappropriate song, Alvin. We can believe in. I don't know what to make of this. I'm mad all over again. I'm angry at this just as much as I was the first time I heard it. So tell all the boys and girls, tell your brother, your sister, and your mommy too, 'cause they're about to go down, and you know just what to do. These over the telephone, like this guy did.
Yeah. I'm in the club with my homies, trying to get a little VI, keep it down on a low key, 'cause you know how it feels. I said, shorty, she be checking up on me from the gang. She be sitting on my ear, you think that she knew me? So we decided to chill. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow. Watch out, oh, watch out. She saying, come get me. So I got up and followed her to the floor. She said, baby, let's go. When I told her, I said, yeah. So they got down low to come and get me. Yeah. I got so caught up, forgot she told me. Yeah. If my girl knew, it'd be best to hold me. Yeah. Next thing I knew, she was all up on me screaming. Yeah. She all up in my head now. Got me thinking that it might be a good idea to take her with me. cause she's ready to leave. Now I gotta keep it real now, cause on a 1 to 10, she was certified 20. And that just ain't me. Hey, cause I do know if I take that chance, just where it's gonna lead. But what I do know that the way she damn makes sure y'all right with me. The way she's been, you know, I'm like, yeah, just work that out for me. She asked for one more dance, and I'm like, yeah, how the hell I'm supposed to be? And I said, yeah, 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 sure, they got down low to come and get me. Yeah, 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 I got so caught up, forgot she told me. Yeah, 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 her and my girl used to be best of homies. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the next thing I knew, she was all up on me screaming, yeah, 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 yeah. Watch out, my outfit's ridiculous, in the club looking so conspicuous, and wow, these women all on the prowl. If you hold the head steady, I'ma milk the cow. Forget about the game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in their birthday suits. So give me the rhythm and it be off with their clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting it, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me now? My piece value over 300,000. Let's drink you the one to please. Ludacris feel cuffed like Dove or D. Me and us once more and we leave them dead. We want a lady in the street, but a freak in the bed to say, yeah, yeah. Yeah, shorty got down low to come and get me. Yeah, 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 so called. Tell me, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All up on me screaming, yeah, 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 yeah. Take that and rewind it. Take that and we're riding it back. Ludacris, that's the flow to make your booty go smack. Make your booty go smack. Do the A-Town shrug. Do the A-Town shrug.
Okay.
Do the muscle. Do the muscle. Do the muscle. Do the muscle. Down the clap, hey. Down the clap, hey. Down the clap, hey. Down the clap, hey. Rock away. Rock away. Rock away. Rock away. And cut.
South side of Opelousa, the baddest part of town. Go down there, you just better beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Leroy likes to gamble, he likes his fancy clothes. He likes to wear them diamond ring on everybody's nose. Got a custom Continental. He got a little Volkswagen too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for the fun. He got a razor in his shoe. But he's bad, bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Il est plus mauvais qu'un filet de grévis. Mauvais comme un vieux chien.
Oh, good. But also I'm on a grandfathered tier that clearly is like not like where their business is, you know? So yeah, like the idea of they're just living like, oh well, actually we're discontinuing this customer facing or this kind of like, you know, on-site experience, blah blah blah. I could absolutely I could see them doing something like that someday. But also, like, I think they could just do that. I don't necessarily think that they need to. If the database outage is catastrophic, maybe at some point they're like, actually, it'll be way easier for us to cut off this, like, part of the service. But yeah, it seems like something that is fixable, they'll fix it, right? I mean, I guess I don't know enough about them or their business to even really speculate, but...
Yeah, it
It's where I go for my comedy, the fucking, the college kids that decided to be in an a cappella group.
Turn the radio on and leave the toilet seat up. I'll never give up the remote control. Forgot to bring my wallet on the last 3 days. Never bought you anything on Valentine's Day. And I don't really feel like watching Sleepless in Seattle for the 17th time. Well, it's not that I've seen it, but I've seen it. Don't be last forever, but now you're not too sure you want to have a conversation. But I'm always watching basketball and sports center and porn. You said we really need to talk, and I said, no, I'm much too drunk. I said, I'm gonna heave on, and then I think I must have said something wrong, because you slugged me. Yeah, 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 in my hamster. You say you think you can't forgive me if I really try to change, and you're getting really psycho. I have to leave the country because I'm scared of you.
This is the worst. That is the worst. Crazy frog.
I'm young and I'm back in America. They tried to attack and embarrass us. But what you know is, you got a wedding and mariners. Half the society scared of us. My nigga, I'm done with no barriers. So if you owe me money, just police kill my best friend, they shot him dead.
So this is the area that, where I feel like the signal is the worst that I'm driving through now. This is the spot that usually no one says anything if there's no traffic. But if I'm driving through here and there's traffic and I get stopped in this particular zone, is usually when, like, I can't even listen to, like, next song on Spotify and shit like that. Oh god, a Cheetos fucking chicken sandwich. You know? I just don't want chips on a sandwich that'll fall out of it. That just seems like a fucking mess.
Tell me what you see. It's some beautiful scenery of my dad coming on me. Hey, you might say it's weird, you might say it's crass, but I disagree because I'm a fucking my dad. Hey, they call me mad, they say it's bad, but I say it's just fatherly love and the best way to be had. So catch me posted on that lock, holding his hand because I love my father.
I...
Sound of the wind, on the prairie, on
Step, step up into the cantina. Mr. Green, oh man, you can't fade me. I got the bounty of like 13 sisters. You wanna flip, you get zipped up quick. Be out this bitch like 8 parsecs. When you play, don't touch the game. From the base in Kensington, I'm wrecking kids now. Who's up next? You wanna freestyle, that's cool with me. Wanna DJ, that's cool with me. Grab BG, that's cool with me. Wanna break dance, that's cool with you. Just stand right there and lose like a monkey. I'ma sit here and count my money. Dunk on me.
Half over. It's a lot. That's a lot. I feel like I got what I'm gonna get out of it. More minutes of this. God damn. How long does the Mountie need to walk to the ring that you need a 4-minute song?
Always gets his back.
Episodes of Pink Lady and Jeff on DVD, but never got around to watching them. By all, I think I want to say this is only like 7 episodes or something. But what this Archer album is, because I don't watch Archer. But this just appears to be a cover of Danger Zone. That features Kenny Loggins. Strange. Oh, I've seen funny stuff on Archer, but I just never, I never went out of my way to watch it. She got me jumping off the track, shoving in the hole. You can see it here and there, like, oh yeah, that seems funny, like in the way that, that you know, that their stuff has what was in the past, but. I never got into Frisky Dingo. I guess I never really gave it too much of a chance, but I feel like every time I saw Frisky Dingo, I was just like, ah, it's not. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me. I do feel like I'm about due to go back and watch the first couple seasons of C-Lab again. Metalocalypse, yeah, you know, like, Metalocalypse for me was always just like, oh, there's, like, there's good shit in here. Like, there's funny material, but I just don't like the show enough. I just don't care enough about the concept to make it through. It's always like, oh, there's, like, a handful of really funny things. Bob's Burgers. I have seen more Bob's Burgers than I thought I would have. Over the last handful of years. And Bob's Burgers is pretty funny. I mean, every voice on it is funny. Every person on that show is, like, really fucking funny in other stuff, right? So, it's cool that that is a funny show. That's a show I definitely would not have given a shot to, just because it just looked like animated sitcom, and I just kind of can't really, you know, like, I just don't really watch sitcoms. But my wife likes Bob's Burgers, and I watched a handful of episodes as she was watching them, and I was like, hey, you know what? This is actually, like, really. Left my beard trimmer in Los Angeles, and I bought a new one and shaved my neck with it, and my shirt just keeps getting caught on, like, neck hair, and it just fucking hurts so goddamn much. Oh. All right, I'm gonna go. Feel free to go listen to that Spanish language Frozen soundtrack on your own, and maybe stuff will be back to normal tomorrow. I don't even know what to do at this point. mean, I kind of like the idea of the Mixlr stuff just because it's like the rest of it is just a better experience. But if the audio is worse, then that's kind of a deal breaker, I guess, huh? I don't know. Have a good evening. And I'll see you.